The next paper discusses the board's research program. This is something that at least in part comes out of some of the discussion at our last public meeting to help familiarize the committee a little bit with what's going on with the research program. And Peter Clark is going to lead us through where we are at the moment.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Because this is a new process for the committee, and this is the first time really you've discussed one of the research projects, I want to take a couple of minutes to highlight some things from the front end of the paper. So the board decided in 2012 to set up the research program. The first research projects didn't really start till around about the end of 2013, 2014. And so the first one that's finished really is share-based payment, which is why I think it's the first time that it's come to you. In paragraph 5 of the paper, there are a few points that are there as reminders of how the program set up, and I want to highlight a couple of those. The first is that the objective of a research project is different from a standard-setting project. A standard-setting project is about, do we create a standard, do we amend a standard? A research project is about gathering evidence to help the board decide whether to start a standard-setting project. And the questions the board is going to ask itself is there a problem? Is the problem serious enough that we need to do some standard setting? And do we think it's likely that we can find a feasible solution? And so I think that the sort of scope and objectives are rather different, and I think the due process considerations are probably somewhat different as well. Another question is to what extent we should seek broad public feedback on work we do in the research program. And I think initially there was an expectation that most of the research projects the board would seek broad public feedback. I think we've rethought that really in the light of the feedback we had in the agenda consultation. And at the moment we have 8 active research projects and we have another 8 in the research pipeline, which I'll come to in a second. And if you map that out over 5 years, if we did a discussion paper for each of those, people would be responding to 3 or 4 discussion papers a year. And that would be a pretty heavy burden, I think, for people to respond to that number of discussion papers, particularly on major subjects. So I think what we've moved now to is a decision that the board will consider in each of the research projects whether it needs to seek broad-based public input, but it won't be an automatic decision to do it. It'll be sort of horses for courses. Another important issue, I think, is that we want to summarise what's done in a way that's concise and readable and also is going to be easily retrievable in 5 or 10 or 15 years' time. Because the board may decide for some of these projects to do nothing, but we don't want the work to be lost and then for it to be recreated in 10 years because people forgot it was there. And that's the one step we haven't yet done on the share-based payment project. I'll come back to that in a minute to talk about that when I talk about the share-based payment project. Now, in paragraph 6 of the paper, we talk about the changes that were made as a result of the agenda consultation. Some projects the board decided there was no further work needed, and so they sort of reached the end of their life. The board also decided to create what it's called a research pipeline. Now, the pipeline projects are not ones that the board is working on actively at the moment, and we're not showing them on the active programme, but we think that at some stage over the next 5 years or so until the next agenda consultation, the board will have the capacity to take up these projects. Not all at once, they'll be spread out over the 5 years, but on a sort of measured way over the 5 years. Now, another point I wanted to make is that the agenda consultation is a kind of snapshot today based on what the board knows today. And we've mapped out over 5 years, but obviously the world will change over 5 years, and what seems important today may not be as important in 2 or 3 years' time. The board, of course, has the flexibility still to adjust its agenda as it goes along. In terms of adding standard-setting projects, the board is required to consult the Advisory Council and the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum and also accounting standard setters before adding major standard-setting projects. In addition, we report back to the Advisory Council at each meeting on the overall balance of the work programme. So clearly, as priorities get adjusted, we'll consult those groups as we go along. We're not stuck with those. Now, an important point which is picked up in paragraphs 8 and 9 is about the adding research programs, research projects to the agenda. I said we have a formal requirement in the due process handbook to consult the Advisory Council and ASAF and so on before adding a standard setting project. That's not a requirement before we add research projects. The idea is to have some flexibility there so that the board can react, can start off some research when it's needed. But as I said, we do report back, we're required to report back to the Advisory Council at each meeting on the overall programme. And clearly, if there were significant things going on, we would obviously talk to ASAF about it as well. In paragraphs 10 and 11 of the paper, I gave a brief summary of the sort of movements in the research projects over the period since the last agenda consultation, just so you've got that as background. Now, in terms of what you might want to think about as due process, I think it's worth thinking about what happens at the end of a research project. And basically, it will go one of two ways. Either the board will decide some standard setting is needed, in which case it will consult people as required and then take the decision to add a standard setting project. And clearly then you will be monitoring the due process through the life of the standard setting project as it goes along. So the end of the research project is not the end of the story for you. What might be more of the end of the story is if the board decides to do nothing at the end of a research project, because then obviously there's nothing further to do. So you might want to think about what type of input you want to give for those two different types of scenarios. So that was just some general background on how the research program works. Now let me turn very briefly to share-based payment, which is discussed at the back of the paper in paragraphs 12 to 17. So as I said, this was the first one that's reached the finishing line. The board has been through the decision-making. It's decided that no standard setting is needed at this stage, so we're not starting off any standard setting project, that we don't need any further research at this stage, that in this particular case we don't need to seek any further public input, and that we don't need to publish a formal research paper or discussion paper or anything of that kind. The one step we still have to do is to document this sort of accessible summary that I talked of, which provisionally we're calling a research summary. We've been through some drafting internally. I've not been pushing that at the moment because it's the first one, so we want to make sure we're comfortable with the sort of layout and the kind of things that go in it before we release it. So I think it will be, I don't know, maybe 2-3 months before we've got a final product there. But the work is essentially being done. It's a question of wrapping up where we've got to.
You think that will be done by May, for example?
We'll certainly be aiming for that.
I know one thing that would be helpful to me, I think I could track them all, but it's a little bit like a maze. Maybe for the next meeting, if you could just give us a concise list of the projects and the status as opposed to a kind of a narrative of this bucket and this bucket moving to that bucket and that bucket moving to this bucket and so forth, just very simple lists of what we have.
Yes, we'll do that. The place you actually find it in the papers, in fact, is in the paper that Hugh was talking about earlier, which is the summary of all the projects, but we'll certainly take
the technical up.
That's right.
Papers.
Okay. That's right.
Does anyone, let me start with, anyone have comments, questions on where we are with the research projects? This has been the first time I think it's been sort of brought to us as a group. Mary, has, no? Ah.
Just a question. The paper says that the program was established in 2012, but most of the research activities began in 2014 or 2015. What was the reason? Lack of resources or something?
It was basically because the board was much more heavily committed than we'd expected on finishing off insurance, revenue recognition, leases, financial instruments. And so there wasn't the capacity at the time, either for us or for the stakeholders, to get heavily involved in that.
Yeah, I'm just curious, because project got put onto the research agenda, I'm assuming because people were raising questions. I think it's around the complexity of it. And I'm just wondering, with the conclusion that you've arrived at, are there any lessons to be learned about which projects would go on to the research agenda? You know, I understand there will be obviously some projects that would arrive at the conclusion that nothing more is needed, but I would hope that wouldn't be the majority of them, because it could lead to, you know, maybe we're responding to issues that aren't really big issues. So I'm just curious if you think there's anything to be learned from that.
I think, first of all, in terms of that particular project, we were hearing a lot of comments around about the time of the last agenda consultation about complexity in this particular area. Some of that was because the standard was relatively new at that point, and there were things still working through the system, and in fact there had been various interpretations done or improvements to the standard. And so some of those issues have gone away through subsequent issues, and it seemed that we'd kind of stemmed the source of a lot of those. The paper we produced for the board also identified one other source of complexity, which is there are two different types of measurement model in IFRS 2. There's one for share-based payments that are settled in cash and one for payments that are settled in shares. And they're different models. And the board had a kind of high-level look at that again, didn't really re-examine that again in detail, but still feels that having those two models was appropriate for those circumstances. And, of course, when you have two models, that's an unavoidable source of some complexity. And I guess the other comment we made in the paper, or a couple of comments maybe, was that some of the complaints about complexity was because the schemes themselves are quite complex, and so some of the complexity wasn't driven by the accounting. And the other thing was something that we'd, in a way, expected to find, but was less of an issue than we'd expected, which was about the disclosure requirements. Because in the past, we've heard people saying that the disclosures are complex and quite long. And we didn't actually, the research we did here suggested that actually that source of frustration is maybe diminishing somewhat as people get more used to finding more concise ways of presenting the information.
Right. Just to follow up on that for a moment. This is an area. This is a vineyard I spend some time in, and I think the complexity is not the accounting. The complexity is the complexity in the various kinds of compensation plans that the mind of man is able to come up with for particular reasons, good or bad, and the accounting and disclosure standards are not propagators of that. They are more victims of that, I think. Another question here?
I second the chair that to have an assembly list. What kind of research that's trigger standard? What kind of research that's kept? Just for the time being, what percentage of research that's trigger standards for the last 20 years?
I wonder if you could repeat the question, possibly. I didn't quite catch what the question there.
Percentage of research project that trigger starting standard. And what percentage which is not, just kept? Left.
Yeah, so perhaps if I could take that. So as I said, this is the first of the sort of the current generation of research projects that has reached the end, and this particular one, the board has decided to do no standard setting. I think Sheila is right that, in general, we wouldn't be starting a research project unless we thought that standard setting was at least a reasonable possibility, maybe not, you know, not necessarily the expected outcome, but at least a reasonable possibility. So you would expect that, on average, most of the research projects probably would lead to something, but I think it may depend. I think one other thing we've discovered working with this new process is that I think there may be some educational byproducts from this. So to take share-based payment, we've discovered there are a couple of things that are quite badly understood in the outside world, and we're looking for ways to develop some educational material of some kind, whether that's formally educational material or whether it's, I don't know, snapshots or webcasts or whatever. We've still got to think about the best way to do that. And maybe that will be something that comes out of other research projects as well.
Do we think we have a pretty good handle on when we think about whether we're going to do a research project or when we are in the process of it, do we think we have a pretty good handle on sort of what's out there that's not ours?
I think
research and the like?
It depends on the circumstances, and I think the objectives of the project need to be quite tailored, because the types of evidence the board is looking for are going to depend on the circumstances. So sometimes it might be something that's quite focused on a particular issue, and you might need some particular piece of information to support that, and sometimes you might need something much more broadly based. So I think it's quite difficult to generalise, really. The academic research, I think, is an interesting question of where we go with that. And again, I think that will depend very much on the circumstances, whether academic research is going to be particularly useful or not. If you take the share-based payments example, I think we didn't particularly look at it there because it seemed to be more practical type issues that were coming up, and the academic research wouldn't necessarily help so much with that.
But I guess just to add to that, as a general proposition, we do have a research function now, so we do have more capacity now to get access to research where it is available,
right.
And we've really ramped that up in the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, I'm actually focusing less on. I understand your point about how much of what's out there is done for other purposes and probably doesn't help us very much, but at least we kind of know what is out there, or can figure out what is out there. Okay.
Now, just following up on your comment, just understanding what is out there. You know, what really is bothering my thinking is that the purpose of this research, is it not too defined too narrowly when we say that whether an accounting problem exists? I think the interest out there is not just whether an accounting problem exists. It's what really, whether we measure, we recognize and measure things that really matter in a business and its success. And really, I know that it may sound to be very academic, but in thinking about the program going forward and the things that we need to recognize and measure, we also take into account developments in integrated reporting and so on. I think in terms of whether our reporting captures the matters that really form the essence of the business and make it succeed or not, that is also something that needs to be revisited on an ongoing basis.
I think we weren't interpreting accounting problem narrowly, so we weren't thinking about just about, let's say, systems problems or, I don't know, inconsistencies or things of that kind. But I think it's also about, is the information that's being generated, is it being useful? And so I think we would say that if the information is not useful, we would see that as a problem. Then we'd have to assess, you know, is the problem there, how widespread is it, and do we think we can do something realistic about it is the other question. So I think the sort of areas you're talking about certainly aren't off limits. They're things that could be candidates for looking at.
I think there are two aspects of what we've just been through. One is pretty much informational in terms of getting the committee up to speed on what's going on with the research program, which, as I say, I think at the last meeting we decided we just needed some more information, and I'm grateful that we've taken this step. I think it's something we ought to I don't think we have to do it every time, but it's something we periodically should do. There also, however, is one specific thing we have to do here, which is with respect to share-based payments. The board has concluded And the paper includes in the back, for those of you who didn't want to drag out your phone book, the excerpts of the due process handbook that have to do with the research program. I think we want to get the sense of the committee confirming that the board, in its deliberations about share-based payments and its decision not to not go further, and its decision to memorialize where it is and what it's done in a short research summary, which links back to the papers, but not an exhaustive discussion paper or anything else, that the committee confirms that, in their view, that conforms with the due process handbook requirements. So, any comments on that, or questions, or may I take silence as assent that we are we're comfortable there? Speak now, or okay? I think we can confirm that that is the sense of the committee. Next item is